This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Ruchem Abam, welcome everyone. Tonight's shir is sponsored anonymously in honor of all of you, in honor of all the attendees over the course of Tavshin Ayin Ches, and in honor of the people who are listening through the different venues. And since this is the last shir of Tavshin Ayin Ches, we offer Shavach Vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was mazaka us to come together for Limud HaTorah and Tavshin Ayin Ches. May the Ribbono Shel Olam continue to give us Siyat Shmaya that we should have another year, Gezunt Hei, to come together. Lahagdol Torah L'Adira. Okay, so I want to speak a little bit. We all know that there's a concept that Rosh Hashanah enjoys, a unique phenomenon, and that is, it's called a Yom Ha'arichta, a long day, the long Yom Tov. It's a phenomenon that does not exist by any other Yom Tov. In other words, we know there are 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Shavuos. We don't say it's a Yom Ha'arichta, even lahalacha. In other words, if an egg, a bea is noilad on the first day of Yom Tov, so on that day it's Aser, because it might be Yom Tov, but it's Mutter the next day, Mimonim Shach. If the first day is Yom Tov, well, the second day is not Yom Tov anymore. And if the first day wasn't Yom Tov, so it wasn't born on Yom Tov. However, if an egg is born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, it is Aser on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Rashi, Masechta Be'ah and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, says that nowadays we know exactly, we're proficient b'kvi d'yarchi. We know exactly what day Rosh Chodesh is. If we know exactly which day Rosh Chodesh is, we know it's Aleph. We know the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Aleph, so why in the world do we have a Beis? The answer is, Chazal were masakein one long Yom Tov, Kiyoyma Arichta Dami. Kiyoyma Arichta. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah even brings down, in Siman, it should say, Tuf Reish, that if an egg is born on one day Rosh Hashanah, it's Asr on the second day, even though by other Yomim Toivim, if it's born on one day, it's Mutar on the second day, Mimanav Shach, that if the first day is Kodesh, the second day is Chayil. And if the second day is Kodesh, the first day is Chayil, on Rosh Hashanah it's different. The Mishnah Berurah uses a Lashon, the Tarvayu Chada Kedusha. It's all one Kedusha. It's one long Kedusha. And likewise, Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Tov brings down that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Mivnei Sheshnei Hayomim Him Kodesh, both days are Kodesh, Kuyom Echad Aroi Chein Chashuvim, and they're considered like one long day. So here we have this concept that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Ha'arichta. How do we understand this? Al Pi Machshava, where we have 2 days, but it's considered one long day. What do you need it for? Well, so just have 1 day. And if it's 2 days, make it 2 days. Why do we call it 2 days of Kedusha and one long day? By the way, halach lemaisa, people get confused about this, just to clarify. People get confused and say, well, if it's Yom Ha'arichta, is that why there's a fruit the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Because maybe I should make a Shachiyanu. The answer is like this. We should make a Shachiyanu the second night. It's a new day. Even if it's one Kedusha, it's a new day. So halach lemaisa, you make a Shachiyanu the second night, regardless of whether you have a fruit or not. However, just in deference to the Shita of the Rosh, we take out a new fruit. But Meyikar Adin, there are no hesitations about the Shachiyanu for the second night. Okay, so that's number one. By the way, number two, I just want to tell you good news. You know, they say Malim B'Kodesh V'Emaridin. So we're going to start a new rule. It's going to be for the new year, but it's starting now. And the new rule is no phones visible in the Beis HaMedrash. Bechlal. Not you can't take it out, not by davening at all. Phones are not visible in the shul. So if you have one, most people don't even have cell phones anymore, you know, because they can't take it out by davening. But if you still have one, just nobody, we don't want to see it. Thank you. Fine. If you want to show me something on your phone, I'll be happy to see it. We'll step outside, okay? Do I do simanim on the second night? I personally do not do simanim on the second night, but many are noyik too. It's a machlokes, many different menhagim, whether you do simanim on the second night. Okay, that's issue number one. Issue number one is, what does it mean that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Ha'arichta? Issue number two, We all know the famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Satan b'yoyme dechipuri, the Satan on Yom Kippur, leis le reshusa le'astune, has no permission literally to instigate. Which Pashup Shana means he cannot go to God and prosecute against us. Says the Gemara, Mimai, on Yom Kippur, the Satan cannot go prosecute us at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Mimai, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Ha Satan, Begamatria, Tlas Mea, Vishitamar Bahavi. The Gematria of Ha Satan is 364. Tlas Mea Vishitin Marba Yomi Islay Rishusa Listuni. For 364 days, the Satan has permission to be to instigate. Biyoma de Kippura Lesley Rishus Listuni. On Yom Kippur, the Satan has no Rishus to instigate. So one day a year, the Satan is off. He cannot instigate, he cannot prosecute on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Gematria of Ha Satan is 364. Okay, we're going to talk about that. What do you mean to confuse the Satan?
I was told you go to the Shefer next to Karm.
Yeah, the Gemara says that, but the question is, you know, what does that refer to? It's on Yom Kippur. It's on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, he doesn't prosecute. The question is, what does that mean he doesn't prosecute on Yom Kippur? How does he not prosecute? I mean, either he does a job or he doesn't do a job. But there are days off in Shamayim. He got a day off. God said, by the way, on the contract, in the Satan's contract, it says that on Yom Kippur, one day a year, you take a day off. What does that mean, that the Satan takes a day off? And number two, asks Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Sefer Oitzroys Yosef, by the way, I happened to get a random email, I think on Sunday, that the Machoin of Rabbi Yosef Engel is republishing for the first time in history the Drashas of Rabbi Yosef Engel. I got this email on Sunday. Okay, what am I going to do with it? Then I'm preparing the shir, and somehow the shir ended up in the Drashas of Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's like once they published this Drashas this week, I had no choice, but that's where the shir had to come from. I wasn't trying, I didn't even realize it was. But I'll tell you about that more, different time. But ask Rabbi Yosef Engel, Gvaldi Gakasha, Ha Satan, that's not his name. His name is Satan. Satan is Gematria 359. Oh, but it's not going to work out if it's 359. So we're going to call it Ha Satan. Oh, now it works. Now it's 364. I mean, his name is not Ha Satan. Well, how do we have a right to throw in the hay just to get to the right Gematria? You know, you never realize that. His name is Satan. When his mother had a baby at the Satan's bris, so they said, Vikar Shema be Satanim. Satan, not Ha Satan. So where do we get the hay from?
The Satan.
What, there are more than one?
No, there is only one. So is it the Satan?
You mean that's his name? His name is the. His name, on his birth certificate. So you want to say on his birth certificate it says Ha Satan.
Okay. If it's kapara, then it's too late for the Satan. In other words, he has the whole year to bring a case.
Right.
This is only for kapara.
You mean it's already case closed?
Exactly.
Case closed. So it's not. He's not off. It's just, there's nothing more.
He can't bring anything.
The court, everything had to be submitted by then. So since so it's not that he has a day off, it's just he has no work. So Mamela, okay. We'll have to think about it. Another question. The Ibn Ezra, in Parshas Yisroel, famous Ibn Ezra, asks, we know the Aseres HaDibrois, the last one of the Aseres HaDibrois, the final Makkah B'Patish of the Ten Commandments is Lo Sachmait, do not covet, do not desire. And the Ibn Ezra asks a question. Actually, Rabbi Yosef Engel, when he quotes the question of the Ibn Ezra, he says it's a question of Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, the Kuzari. Actually, elsewhere the Ibn Ezra quotes the Kuzari, but in this case, the Ibn Ezra says, "Anoshim Rabim Yismahu." Many people wonder on the mitzvah of Lei Sachmoid, how could you tell somebody not to covet? I'm driving a jalopy. This guy whizzes down the block in this, like, you know, immaculate, sharp car. You know, you could barely hear it. Breaks this, and it's black and it's shiny and it's smooth. And my car makes, you know, makes a lot of noise. I want it! No, Hashem says, don't want it. How can you tell somebody not to want something? You could tell somebody not to do it. I want to do it. I will now hold myself back and discipline myself not to do what I want to do. But a desire, either you have it or you don't have it. If you have it, there's very little you could do to stop it. You could stop yourself from acting upon it. But how could you stop yourself from having the desire and having the lust for it? How do we understand how the Ribbono Shel Olam could give a lav in the Torah of Lo Sachmoid? Okay, comes Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz, And Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, seemingly on his own, opens up the heavens, as he so wonderfully always does, and he revolutionizes our understanding of Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and we're going to see Sukkot as well. And that is, says the Rebbe Rabbi Yonasan, the truth is, these days, the 10 days of tshuva are mesugol to correct one's averos. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, the Aseres Yimei HaTshuva correspond to the Aseres HaDibrois. That's the Chiddush of tonight. The Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to the Aseres HaDibrois. The first day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Which, by the way, fits in very well, as Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz writes, in another sefer, Vehenef Yad Oishenis, in the sefer Keshes Yonasan, where what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? We're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a shofar. It's very appropriate to do so, since the first day of Rosh Hashanah corresponds to Anoichi Hashem Leikecha Asher Hoitzei Sicha Meiretz Mitzrayim. The second day of Rosh Hashanah corresponds to Lo Yelecha Lehim Achirim. We know Anoichi and Lo Yelecha B'Dibarecha Nemro. So since Anoichi and Lo Yeh B'Dibarechad, Memela, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is Kiyoyim Arachta Adami, it's one long day. Because since the 2 days correspond to the first two Dibrois, and Achas Dibar Leikim Shnayim Zu Shamati, God spoke once and I heard two things. So since it was said B'Dibar Echad, that's why Rosh Hashanah is Kiyoyim Arachta. Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, the most powerful day of the year, corresponds to don't desire, don't covet. So now we have to understand, somehow is coveting like the worst avera in the Torah, that Yom Kippur corresponds to Loi Sachmoy? That's very interesting, that Yom Kippur will correspond to Loi Sachmoy. Now, just as an aside to keep in mind, in Yisroi, in the 10th Dibur, it says, Loi Sachmoyid Beis Reyecha, Loi Sachmoyid Eishas Reyecha. It says Loi Sachmoy twice. In Vos Chanan, it says Loi Sachmoyid, and it says v'loy sisave. So chemda and taiva. Yom Kippur is connected chemda and taiva. Somehow, the root of all evil that needs to be corrected on Yom Kippur is chemda and taiva. As we're going to see from the Vilna Gaon says, the source of all averos is chemda. The worst of all averos is chemda. Now we understand why Yom Kippur is connected chemda. Comes Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz in the Sefer Keshes Yohanasan. He says such powerful words. If you look at number 7 on the third line, he says, V'chorega v'rega ha'oiver b'yamim elu. Every second that passes by in these days, b'li hirhur tshuva, without thoughts of tshuva, hu pseida d'loi hadar b'avnoseinu harabim, is a loss that can never be corrected. Every moment has it is latent with ability to correct one's entire year. If you blow it, if you lose it, it cannot be corrected. Uvifrat, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. I'm not talking about correcting the things that everybody knows is wrong. Things that everybody knows is wrong, so when somebody comes over to you, so you realize you're making a mistake. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, the things you need to correct yourself are the things that you've become habitual, that you got so used to, and now it's in your mind. It's a heter. For example, I'll give you a pashut example. A middle of davening, you're in the middle of Ashrei, and somebody walks into shul. Oh, shalom aleichem, how you doing? You know, you have to greet him. B'sever panim yafes. It's an avera chamura you just did. You know how to say hello to somebody in the middle of psukah zimra? It's an avera chamura. It's an avera chamura. It's gadol avoinoi minasoi. Once you start, Baruch Shah Amar, you may not talk. It doesn't matter what. Tzarchei rabim, tzarchei tzibur, achoyle. Doesn't matter, unless it's sekanas nefashas. Imagine if somebody would go over to a person and say, why are you talking? The guy would go ballistic. He would think, you know, what are you talking about? I'm trying to be nice to somebody. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, the things you need to correct are not the things everybody knows are wrong. Are the things that when somebody would tell you you're doing them wrong, you're going to get angry at them because you don't even realize that they're wrong. So says Rabbi Yonasan, Rosh Hashanah is keneged Anoichi. Lo Yielecha is keneged the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And then he says, Yom Kippur is keneged Lo Sachmoid. And Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz adds one more prat, and that is just like the 10 days of tshuva correspond to the Aseres HaDibrois, the 10 days of tshuva correspond to the 10 statements with which Hashem created the world. So that means Bereishis corresponds to the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to talk about that further. Comes Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, Vehenef Yadoi Shlishis, in a third Malkoim, in Yaros Tavash, Chilek Beis, Jerush Aleph, page Dalet through Hay. And Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz says like this: the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't always keep a second day of Rosh Hashanah. That means the second day of Rosh Hashanah is only for those who live in Chutz Laretz. What does the Gemara in Ksuba say that someone who lives in Chutz Laretz? Kol Hadar b'Chutz Laretz Doime Kemi She'ein Lo Elokecha. It's as if you don't have a God. So the second day of Rosh Hashanah are for us idolaters living in five towns, Brooklyn, Muncie, Williamsburg, who are considered, based on the Gemara, as if you served Avodah Zarah. So therefore Hashem says the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Keneged Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Achirim. That's Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz. Then he says, what about Gimel Tishrei? Tzom Gedalia. Ah, Gimel Tishrei. What happened on Tzom Gedalia? Gedalia was assassinated. Gimel Tishrei is Keneged Lo Sirtzach. Keneged Loi Sirtzach. And what do you think Shabbos Shuvah is Keneged? Shabbos Shuvah is Keneged Shabbos, obviously. Shabbos Shuvah is Keneged Shabbos. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva is corresponding to the Aseres HaDibrois. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is Anoichi. The second day is L'Yeh L'Cha L'Him Achirim, because living in Chutz Aretz, it's like idolatry. Since it was said, B'Dibur Echad, it's K'Yoyim Arichta. Shabbos Shuvah is Keneged Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Keneged L'Sachmoid. Soim Gedalia is Keneged Loisirtzach, and I'll let you use imagination for the rest. There are different ways of saying it. The question is, where did Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz get this from, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to Aseres HaDibrois? Furthermore, if this is correct, maybe it would come out a tremendous chiddush, a wondrous chiddush. You know what the chiddush is? That we know that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos on Yom Kippur. When did he inscribe the Luchos? During the 40 days. What did he inscribe on each day? We have no idea. But if we take this to the end degree, that each one of the days of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to one of the Aseres HaDibrois, is it possible to say that Moshe Rabbeinu inscribed Anoichi Hashem Elokecha on Rosh Hashanah, and he inscribed Lo Yiyeh Lecha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, and he inscribed Lo Sirtzach on, in other words, maybe, not only do these days, do these Isurim, do these Aseres HaDibrois correspond to the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, but maybe on each of these 10 days, Moshe Rabbeinu inscribed a different one of the Aseres HaDibrois. And that we're going to come to. So where did Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz get this from? There's a Tana de Eliyahu Zuta. Tana de Eliyahu Zuta says an incredible thing. Why does God give us so much Nachas Ruach during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? What a gift it is. On Sunday of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you could correct all the Sundays of the year. During the rest of the year, God only listens carefully when you're davening with a minyan. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even Biyachidus, Ribbono Shel Olam is available. Why did God give us these 10 days? What a great gift. Says the Tana Ben Eliyahu, in the merit that Avraham Avinu passed the Asar Nisyonos, as a reward for the Asar Nisyonos, Klal Yisrael was gifted Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Tana de Eliyahu says furthermore, in the merit that we were Makabel, the Aseres HaDibrois, Klal Yisrael was given the great gift of Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So here we have some makar, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to the Aseres HaDibrois. There's a psikta that also seems to be a beautiful makar to this concept of Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz. And the psikta points out that how many karbonos are brought on Rosh Hashanah? The Psikta says there are 10 karbonos brought on Rosh Hashanah. Par echad, on the fourth line in number 10. Ayel echad, kivasim b'nei shana shiva, and seir izim echad l'chata. So there are 10 karbonos brought on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Says the Psikta, keneged the aseres yimei tshuva, that if you do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah, and then you daven to Hashem on Yom Kippur, Hashem will cleanse you. By the way, if you look in Yeshaya, Perek Aleph, that we lean on Shabbos Chazoin, Yeah? It says, Rachatsu, Hizaku, Hasiru Raya Ma'alalechem, Shiftu Yasaim, Rivu Amana. It says nine things there that you need to do, and the tenth is, L'chuna v'nivachacha yoymar Hashem im yu chato'ichem kashani kashala yabinu. So there also we have an avoida of nine things to do. And the tenth thing, if we're zoicha to do those nine things, Hashem will cleanse our averos on the tenth day, being Yom Kippur. So we have 10 karbanos on Rosh Hashanah, corresponding to Aseres Simei Tshuva, corresponding to Aser Ma'amaris Shenivra Ha'olam, corresponding to Aseres Hadibrois. So again, another somewhat of a connection, where the 10 karbanos brought on Rosh Hashanah correspond both to Aseres Simei Tshuva and the Aseres Hadibrois. So L'chaira, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz's main source is a ton in Be'el Yahu, that we were gifted on Aseres Yimei Tshuva in the merit of Avraham's ten tes, and
no
what?
No cell phones.
Thank you. Everyone needs a little good mussar, you know? Even the Vilna Gaon, he had the maggid give it to him over his head, you know? You're hired, okay? If it rings again, I'll give it to you, okay? So, here we have a makar in the Medrash that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to the Aseres Hadibrois. By the way, this idea of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz is said explicitly in the Sfas Emes in at least two places. Sfas Emes writes it in Rosh Hashanah, Taf Reish Lamed Beis, and Taf Reish Lamed Gimel, here in the Sefer Likutei Yehuda. Likutei Yehuda was written by the Sfas Emes' grandson. His name was Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yehuda Aryeh Leib Hena, who was the son of Reb Yitzchak Aaron Ephraim Fishel, the son-in-law of the Sfas Emes. So he writes here that he heard from his Zeda, the Sfas Emes, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to Aseres Hadibrois, and because Anoichin La'iyah were B'dibur Echad, therefore the Rosh Hashanah are, therefore Rosh Hashanah is Kiyoma Arichta. And he says a beautiful idea. He says, no, you know, typically, what do you do first? Tahara or Kedusha? First you purify something and then you could sanctify it. If it's Tameh, you can't sanctify it. So typically you have Tahara and then Kedusha. So really, it should say, Lo'yiya l'cha l'him acherim, to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, and then Anoichi, and then you can have Kedusha. But Hashem did us a chesed. The chesed is Hashem allows us to believe in Him and to jump into Kedusha even before we cleanse ourselves from Avodah Zarah. Okay, so here this idea of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz is repeated by the Sfas Emes. So you have what we call Shnei Neviim, Esnavim, Besignoin Echad, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, and the Sfas Emes both say the same idea. Okay, Merv Rabbeisai, let's take it a little further. Comes a Chida. And this Chida is found in Tumakoimos, in the Sefer Dvarim Achadim, in Drush Chaf, in the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, and in the Sefer Chadrei Baten. And the Chida says a beautiful idea. Says the Halakha Chida, if you take the first of the Aseres Hadibrois and the last of the Aseres Hadibrois, the first is believe in God. The last is don't covet. We know in Torah is circular. So we say there's a concept, Na'atz Soifai B'Tchilasai. You lay in V'zoi Sabracha and you immediately start Bereshis. Which would then mean you go from Loisach Moed back to Anoichi. You go from Yom Kippur back to Rosh Hashanah. What's the connection between Anoichi and Loisach Moed? Says the Chida. He says it very simple. Somebody who's in the custom of desire and lust will ultimately come to deny Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Meaning the insurance, the knot at the end of the string that ensures that Anoichi stays with us is to be able to control one's desire. Somebody who allows their desire to get the best of them, then the Anoichi is in jeopardy of falling away. Well, says the Chida, we just saw in the Tanit Be'el Yahu that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva were given to us in the Zechus of Avraham's Ten Nesyonos. Actually, says the Chida, you can make the same case that it was in the merit of Yaakov Avinu. Please take a look at number 13. If you look at number 13 in the Psukim in Parashas Vayetze, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemar. Yaakov Avinu made a neder. He said, Emiye Elokim Imadi, if God will be with me, Ushmarani Badar Chazah, and guard me on this road, Asher Anoichi Hoylech, then I'm going, V'nosan li lechem lecha, and He gives me bread to eat, ubege lilboish, and clothing to wear, V'shavti v'shaloyim al beis avi, I will return in peace to my father's house. V'haya Hashem li le'elokim. God will be for me as a God. V'ha'eben hazois asher samti matseva yia beis olekim. V'chal asher titen li aser ha'asrenu lach. So the pasuk ends with 10. 10. Two tens. What things are there that are two tens? Well, you have aseres, you made tshuva. In the zechus of the aseres hadibros. So listen to what Yaakov Avinu says. There's a chazal, there's a medrash that says, Ushmarani badar chazal, guard me on the road. The main road of Judaism is the big three. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim. Says the Chida, Im yeh elokim imadi, if God will be with me. God is Anoichi Hashem Lekecha. Ushmarani, chazal already said, Shmarani is the big three. Don't kill, don't commit adultery, and don't worship idols. I don't need anything fancy. I'm not going to covet. I'm not going to desire. All I need is bread and clothing. Don't take God's name in vain. By the way, the Yerushalmi says, remember, we've learned many times that when one says Kriya Shema, one should be mechavin to the Aseres Hadibrois. In the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes, you have in mind not to testify falsely. Loisane Bereyacha. So Hashem Elokeichem is don't testify falsely. That's the tenth of the Aseres Hadibrois. So Yaakov Avinu in this little tefillah has enumerated all 10 of the Aseres Hadibrois. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what? If you keep the Aseres Hadibrois, you know what you're going to have? Yaakov Avinu himself enunciates Asera Asrenu Lach. In the merit of the 10, you're going to get the 10 of the Asera Simei Tshuva. So again, this is another remez that the Chida brings down, that in the merit of the Asera Sadibrois, we are Zoiche to the Asera Simei Tshuva. So how many did we say so far? First day of Rosh Hashanah is Anoichi. Second day, Lo Yiyah. Third day is Don't Kill. Shabbos is Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Don't Covet, Don't Desire, Don't Lust. Erev Yom Kippur. What is the main thing to do Erev Yom Kippur? Besides eating. Because some people, that's the main thing every day, right? What? No, just saying. What's the main avodah of Erev Yom Kippur? The main avodah is to return anything you stole. This way you go into Yom Kippur where your averos are only ben adam lamaka. Gezela. Erev Yom Kippur is veheshev esagzela, loy signoiv. So what do? We're worried Erev Yom Kippur. We're worried God chas Hashem, there's a looming decree against us for having money or possessions that don't belong to us. So what do? You take that chicken. The Gemara says, why don't we bring chickens as a carbon? Because their stomach is full of gezela. The chicken represents the animal that's constantly stealing. And we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you made any decrees on Balei Geneva, here's the culprit. Here's who the gzeira should go on. It should go on the chicken. That's the union of Kaparas Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is Keneged, Leisignoiv, says Rabbi Yonis and Ibeshitz, elsewhere in the Yaros Tavash. Well, let's come back to Yom Kippur. What is Yom Kippur Keneged? Yom Kippur is keneged, loisachmoid, don't covet, don't desire, loisachmoid, eishas reyecha. So now we understand the Kriyas HaTorah from Mincha on Yom Kippur. What do we learn about Mincha on Yom Kippur? About the Parsha of Arayah. It says Rav Shaul Brach in the Sefer Hava Tamim, he says, now we understand why we lay in the Parsha of Arayos on Yom Kippur. Because since Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yonis and Ibeshitz, corresponds to Sachmoid, so that's exactly what we lay in on Mincha time on Yom Kippur. We're Mevatel, all the things that are Nechmad Lamara, and we lay in the Parsha of Arayos. This is also brought in the Sefer Psil, Chayai, Rav Hananya, Yom Tov Lipa, Kish, who I did not know personally. Okay? So, what?
Wouldn't that be Kenegelos Sinah?
Yeah, the only problem is Rabbi Yonatan Ibeshitz already says Keneged Lo Sachmoid, right? I hear. So, the point he's making is that the point to work on is not the Maisa Arayis, the point is the Chemda for it, you know, like Lo Sikrevu, not even to come close. Back to one of the comments Rabbi Yonatan Ibeshitz made. And that is that the Aser Simei Tshuva also correspond to Asar Mamor Shinivra Olam. You look through Bereshis, how many times does it say Vayoymer? So Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, "Hai vayoymer tisha hava." There are only nine. So what does the Gemara answer? Bereishis nami mamerhu. Bereishis is also an amira, but it doesn't say it. It's hidden. That's why Rosh Hashanah is bakesa. Rosh Hashanah corresponds to the first amira of Bereishis, and the first amira is bakesa. So that's another commonality between Rosh Hashanah and the first Amira, Shenivra Ha'olam. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, let's take this to the next level. There was a great Goyin, one of the all-time Goyinim, Rabbi Yosef Engel. We were zeicha to be by his kever only a few weeks ago in Vienna. One of the all-time great Goyinim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, was a Rav in Krakow, and he gave many famous drashos. And he has a printed in the Oitrois Yosef, which I mentioned was finally republished this week. This is not the republished edition, this is the old edition. And he gave his Shabbos Shuva Drasha on this Rabbi Yonatan Ibishes, that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva correspond to the Aseres Hadibrois. And he writes that this whole idea Rabbi Yonatan Ibishes said, Minafshe, he said it on his own, even though there is a makar for it from the Tanit Belio. Well, that was number 20. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel now in number 22, according to Rabbi Yonatan Ibishes, there are a lot of questions that we could answer. Number one, the famous kasha of what Rabbi Yosef Engel calls the kasha of Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi, the kasha of the Ibn Ezra, and that question is, how could the Ribbono Shel tell a Yid not to desire, not to covet? If I want something, if I desire it, it's not really within my control not to. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, let me tell you the oimek hakavana of the lav of Leisachmoid. If Leisachmoid corresponds to Yom Kippur, then you should know that if the Torah says Leisachmoid, you know what it's saying? That one day a year, you should eliminate all physical desire and coveting and lust. Only one day a year. Yom Kippur. That if Leisachmoid corresponds to Yom Kippur, the lav is primarily for Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? Because there is only one day a year that you could eradicate lust completely. A day that chemda is removed from the human heart. What day is chemda removed from the human heart? The day the satan is not operational. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, when we say that on Yom Kippur the satan is not mastin, it doesn't mean he won't go to God and instigate and prosecute. It means he won't go to Rabbi Yankel and try to convince you to do an avera. It's the one day a year that lust ceases. And on that day, you have the ability to fulfill Leisachmoid. So you say, but it doesn't say Leisachmoid be Yom Kippur, it says Leisachmoid. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the pshat in Leisachmoid is, stay away from physical desires during the year enough, so that when Yom Kippur comes, you could fulfill it completely. That's the kavana of Leisachmoid. That the truth is, there is only one day a year that you could fulfill it. You can only really fulfill it on Yom Kippur when chemda ceases. But you'll only get there if during the rest of the year you work on yourself. Now during the rest of the year, maybe when that car passes by, you might want it a little bit. This is the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Engel. But work on yourself enough so that when Yom Kippur comes and you haven't eaten and you're like a malach, like the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, there's one day a year we don't have lust, we don't have desire, we don't have cheshek, we don't have taiva, Yom Kippur. If you are disciplined enough during the course of the year, then when Yom Kippur comes, you could fulfill the oimek hakavana of Leisachmoid. Leisachmoid is on Yom Kippur, stay away from chemda. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel a very interesting thing. When the Gemara says in Yuma that there's one day a year the satan is off, it doesn't mean he won't go to God and prosecute one day a year. It means he won't come to you and prosecute. He won't try to get you to do an avera. The rest of the year, he will try to get you to do an avera. On Yom Kippur, he won't try to get you to do an avera. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you look in the Ma'ariv Vayel says, why is Yom Kippur designated for tshuva? Because since it's the one day a year that you're not far tumult, fighting the Yetzer Hara, meaning the rest of the year, how can you do tshuva? You still have to, you're telling, get lost. No, he tells, do it. You're fighting. You can't possibly repent if he's still nagging you in your head. But the one day a year, he zips it. then you finally have the wherewithal and the focus to be able to do tshuva. But says Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's not so pashat. Does a satan really not try to get an avera, a yid to do an avera on Yom Kippur? You never saw a yid do an avera on Yom Kippur? I've seen many times. You never saw a Jew speak ben gavra le gavra on Yom Kippur? I've seen it. What do you mean? Why? I thought the satan doesn't try to get you to do an avera. You never saw. I don't want to say what I saw. So what's the pshat? Here, Chazal say the satan is off on Yom Kippur, but we see people doing averos. There's satan and there's ha-satan. What does that mean? There's the outright blatant satan, and then there's the internal subconscious satan. During the rest of the year, satan works two ways. Satan comes to you and says, look at that, and now go do it. No! Satan says, yes. And you know, like a puppy, you just go do it. You listen to the satan. Yeah, that's how the satan works, straight up. Do it. No, it's wrong, I'm going to burn. Too bad, I don't care. Just do it anyway. And the satan gets you there. That's ha-satan. That's the obvious blatant satan. But most of the time, the satan doesn't work that way. Most of the time, the satan confuses you and confounds you and convinces you that it's a mitzvah, that it's okay, it's not so bad. Under the circumstances, Hashem will understand. You'll start tomorrow. He didn't mean this. The satan gets in. That's why the Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Beis, says the satan has seven names. One of them is Tzifoni. Tzifoni means he's tzafon in your heart. You can't even detect it's him. You think it's the Yetzer Tov. That's the meaning of the pasuk in Yirmiyah. Mitzafon tipasach hara. The evil always starts from the hidden satan. So really, we all are combating two enemies. The blatant satan, the ha-satan, and the hidden satan. The hidden satan never takes off even 1 second, 365 days a year, 7 days a week. On Yom Kippur, he's working just as hard as the rest of the year. There's no chiluk at all. The hidden satan's working. Nobody ever said the satan takes a day off. The hidden satan is working. You know who takes a day off? Ha-satan, the well-known satan. The guy who comes to you with the pitchfork and says, do it. And sometimes you could withstand it and sometimes you can't. That guy's off. That method is off. That has no shlita to be mastin against the Jew. He can't instigate the obvious, blatant, outright satan. Takes the day off on Yom Kippur. Not the hidden satan. Hidden satan is going just as strong as any other time of the year.
You asked about Lois Achmar. How can you win somebody not to
right.
lost and not
right.
to
cover? So basically what he's saying is...
What's the problem? Why can't you say...
Right.
Why can't you convince somebody not to love somebody else's wife? Why can't it be done?
I want that item. I want it. So what am I supposed to do? Not want it?
Yeah, not want it. How do you convince somebody to make him love God? You're making him love something. That's
also a good question, right? That's another question that they ask. How can you tell someone you have to love this? Either I do or I don't.
The way you can do that, same way you can convince yourself not to.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, they're different perushim, different terutz, and the Ben Ezra himself gives an explanation. You have a brisker rav. There are various interpretations. Okay, Merv Raboisai, let's take this a little further. And therefore says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, when the Gemara in Yuma says the Satan takes off on Yom Kippur, we always think the Satan is the prosecutor in heaven. But we know the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Hu ha Satan, Hu ha Yetzahara, Hu malach hamaves. When the Gemara says the Satan takes off, it refers to the hidden Yetzahara, because the Yetzahara is also referred to as the Satan. Okay, Merv Raboisai, here's where Rabbi Yosef Engel really pulls together Kol HaTorah Kula. That means Yom Kippur, which corresponds to Lois Achmod, is really the Yom Kapara for the whole year. Somehow, by correcting Lois Achmod, that eradicates, that corrects all Averos, as if Lois Achmod is at the root of all sin. So we have to go back, really, to the original sin, see what was at the root of the original sin, and see how correcting that, how that will correct all sin. We know that the original sin consisted of basically three parts. First, the Nachash came, and the Nachash spoke Lashon Hara. Right? The Medrash says, the Nachash spoke Lashon Hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, Min ha'ilan hazeh, Achalu baras oilam, that God ate from the tree and he created the world. So the first thing the snake did was lashon hara. It always starts with lashon hara. Then the next thing, look at number 27. Vatera ha'isha, the woman saw, ki toiv ha'etz lemachal. It was good to eat. V'chisava hula enayim, taiva. V'nechma ra'etz lahaskel chemda. Three things, lashon hara, taiva, chemda. Lashon hara, taiva, chemda. Interesting. That means the original sin, which is the source of all sin, is rooted in three evil midas. Lashon hara, taiva, chemda. And as Rav Yosef Engel is about to show, all these three averos, lashon hara, chemda, and taiva, are always grouped together. Because as we're going to see, chemda refers to gezeila, mamain. Taiva refers to arayas. Lashon hara, arayas, and gezeila are always grouped together. As the Gemara says in Bava Basra, number 29, most people steal, some people commit arayas, everyone speaks avak, lashon hara. Those are the big three. We're grouping together. Gezeila, arayas, lashon hara. The same way the cheder of the Yetz Hadas was lashon hara, and chemda, chemda is milashon, chemdas mamain, and taiva, taiva la arayos. So too, even today, the big three are ruban begezel, miutan be'arayos, kulan be'avak, lashon hara. And that corresponds to which day of the year? Yom Kippur. Now Yom Kippur is loisach moed, chemda. But we mentioned in Vaschanan, it's also v'loisisave, it's taiva. So where does the lashon hara come in? Well, firstly, one of the things that we are mechaper on Yom Kippur with the Ketores is mechaper for Lashon Hara. So the three things that Yom Kippur correspond to are Lashon Hara, Chemda, and Taiva. We're gonna continue with this theme. Says Reb Yosef Engel. We're now in number 31. You ever wonder, the same way we said that the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Yom Arichta, there are another 2 days that are considered Yom Arichta, the 9th and the 10th of Tishrei. What does the Gemara say in Yuma Pe'alafam and Beis? That anyone who eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's considered as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. That means we're considering the 9th and the 10th one long fast. Why would the 9th and the 10th be one long fast? Well, if Yom Kippur corresponds to Loisach Moed, then the 9th corresponds to the 9th one of the Aser Sadebrois. What's the 9th one of the Aser Sadebrois? Loisane Bereacha Eid Shaker. Don't testify falsely. Throughout Shas, testifying falsely always goes hand in hand with Lashon Hara. Look at number 33. Look at number 32. Amar Rav Sheshes Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Anyone who speaks Lashon Hara, anyone who's Makabel Lashon Hara, anyone who testifies falsely, throw him to the dogs. Why are we comparing testifying falsely and Lashon Hara in one group? Apparently, Loisane Bereach Eid Shaker, testifying falsely, is synonymous with Lashon Hara, which means like this. The 9th day of Tishrei is don't testify falsely, Lashon Hara. The 10th day is Chemda and Taiva. Again, we see these three always go together. The same way, the big three, Lashon Hara, Chemda, and Taiva, so to the 9th and the 10th, the 9th and the 10th are corresponding to Lashon Hara, which is Loisane Reacha Eid Shaker, and Chemda and Taiva, Loisachmoid, Veloisisave, says Rabbi Yosef Engel. So, it comes out that we understand how the 9th and the 10th day of Tishrei really are mechaper kol ha'avonos. Because all avonos are rooted in the original sin. The original sin is Lashon Hara, Chemda, and Taiva. The 9th is Keneged Lashon Hara. The 10th is Keneged Chemda and Taiva. Through the 9th and the 10th of Tishrei, we're mechaper or mesakein all chatoim, which are rooted in these three bad midas. But then comes Rabbi Yosef Engel, and he really revolutionizes this concept. Because now we're learning that Rosh Hashanah is Anoichi, and the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Le'yelech Elohim Achirim, and the third day is Le'sirtzach, and Shabbos Shuva is Shabbos, and Erev Yom Kippur, according to Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, is don't steal. But according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, Erev Yom Kippur is Loisan Ebreachayit Shaker. And finally, Yom Kippur is Loisachmoid, which is really, I want to read to you the Lashon of the Goyin. The Goyin writes about Loisachmoid number 15. This is the Goyin on the Agadah to us of the Rabbi Barachana Gemaras. The Goyin says, Kol ho'aviroyis v'achatoyim ha'kol mechemda ki Loisachmoid koilel kol adibroyis v'chol ha'toyra. Likewise, Yom Kippur encapsulates the whole calendar. It's the Yom HaKadosh. So here we have a guy. By the time Yom Kippur comes, it's the one day a year you could be Mekayim Loisachmoid. The rest of the year is only prep for Yom Kippur. The rest of the year, you're still going to be fighting a Loisachmoid. But if you work on Loisachmoid the rest of the year, comes a Yom Kippur, you could overcome Loisachmoid. In this context, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, we understand why the first opportunity to do an Avera is the first day of Sukkot. We all know that the first day of Sukkot is Rishon L'Cheshbon Avonos. Why? Because once a Yom Kippur comes, you've conquered Loisachmoid so thoroughly that the Chemda is not going to kick in while you're preparing for the Yom Tov of Sukkot. If you notice, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the purpose of the Yom Tov of Sukkot is to cure once and for all Chemda forever. Now, how do you do that? The answer is, you need a little trick. It is impossible for a person to eradicate chemda from their heart. It's part of the human persona. Every human being has chemda. It can never be eradicated. Comes the Ribbono Shel, and the Ribbono Shel gives us a big gift. The gift is the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Through the Yom Tov of Sukkot, a person could cure their chemda. How? By using chemda for mitzvahs. The three mitzvahs of Sukkot are, instead of to eradicate chemda, to transfer, to harness, to hone the midah of chemda for the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah number one, we're going to talk about the Nisach HaMayim. Mayim corresponds to Taiva. We all know Mayim corresponds to Taiva. If you look throughout the Chumash, we once discussed this, whenever you see Yishmael, he's always by the Mayim. He's always hanging on. He's always hanging around the Mayim. He has Mayim. He doesn't have Mayim. He wants more Mayim. He wants more to drink. He doesn't want us to drink. Yishmael is obsessed with Mayim because Mayim is Taiva. But Rabbi Yosef Engel says, how do I know Mayim is Taiva? He says a wondrous thing. He says, look in the Mar Nevuchim. The Mar Nevuchim says, the moon is connected to the water. When there's a full moon, the rivers and the lakes are full. When the moon is not apparent, there is no water in the lakes and the rivers. Meaning it's true. The currents and the tidal waves are directly affected by the gravitational force of the moon. When the moon is full, there is the underground water is gravitates upward. There's more water when the moon is full. And the Rambam writes this explicitly in the Mar Nevuchim. Right, so all you astrologers, astronomers, weathermen, apparently you agree with this. Okay, very good. So that's what the Mar Nevuchim says. The moon is connected to the water. In fact, look in the Ibn Ezra, in Parshas Yisroi. The Ibn Ezra says the ten Aseres HaDibrois, each Dibur corresponds to what? One of the ten celestial bodies in the heaven. The sun is one, Venus is another, Pluto, Mars. Yeah? Look in the Ibn Ezra. And what corresponds to Loisachmoid? The moon. Because the moon is the seed of Taiva. So the moon is connected to Loisachmoid. And we know the more the moon is apparent, the more the water is. Therefore, on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the Yom Tov when we finally overcome Chemda, Rebbe Hashem says, I don't want you to get rid of Chemda. I want you to transfer and harness and hone your chemda for mitzvahs. So you're going to take mayim. Mayim is the symbol of taiva. And you're not going to eradicate it. You're going to serve me with mayim. You're going to serve me with mayim. So it's interesting. On Rosh Hashanah, it's bakeseh. The moon has to be disappeared. We can't deal with taiva on Rosh Hashanah. The moon has to be gone completely. Sukkot. Full moon. Because we need the mayim. That's why Sukkot is the Nisach HaMayim begins when the moon is full. Because we need the Mayim. Now we're on the Madriga. Now that we had a Yom Kippur and we eradicated Chemda, now we could serve the Ribbono Shel with Mayim. That's number one. Then we take what?
The moon
was jealous. Right. Ein shnei malachim mishtam shem kesar achad. So you see, the moon has a lot of chemda, right? Good. There you go. Very good. I like that one. Okay. Matzah Yom Kippur, we do Kishva. Now we're ready to Mekadesh Lavana. Now that we've eradicated our time, now we're ready to sanctify it through the preparation for the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Write that one down. We'll use it next time, okay? But comes the Rabbi Yosef Engel. He says, let's talk about the Esrog. Of all the Dalet Minim, which Min is the most important? The Esrog, it stands by itself. Says the Ramban, the Torah says, Priyetz Hadar. Hadar, what does that mean, Priyetz Hadar? Which fruit is Hadar? Look in the Targum, Esrog. What does Esrog mean? Says the Ramban, look by the Cheder, the Eitz Hadas, V'nechmar Ha'etz Le'ainayim, right, Lamare, V'nechmar Eitz Lamare. The word Nechmar, says Unklis, Umiragig, Ilana, Esrog, Miragig. Says the Ramban, Esrog means Sachmoid. The taich of Esrog is a desirous fruit. That's what it means, Priyetz Hadar. I'll read to you the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, look at number 36, V'hanochoin be'enai, ki ho'ilon ha'nikra b'Lashon HaRama is Esrog, in Lashon HaKosh is Hadar. Ki peirush Esrog chemda. Esrog means desirous. When you see it, you have desire. You have desire for Kedusha. You have desire for a mitzvah. See, on Rosh Hashanah, we couldn't take an Esrog. Rosh Hashanah, we still have a lot of taiva to deal with. We were not ready yet to channel it. We need to eradicate it on Yom Kippur, and then, but we can't eradicate it permanently. For one day a year, you could eradicate it.
That means that you see someone else's Esrog, and it's much nicer than yours.
So then you're channeling the Chemda, the Kedusha, the Yitzhar is channeling the Chemda, the Kedusha, into Mamish taiva. And he's putting you back into like Tisha B'Av, and you have to go through the whole thing again. So you want to avoid that. Just look at your own Esrog, okay? To make so, but there are an amazing Ramban. The Ramban says the Targum of Esrog is Chemda. Esrog means Chemda. Here it is. We just had Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is connected. Loi Sachmai. No. Now we're on the Madrega. Mayim is Taiva. Esrog is Chemda. There's one other thing. There's one other enjoyment in life that in Tanakh is considered desirous. It's nechmad. In Shir HaShirim, look at number 38. Kesa puach batzei hayar kein doidi ben abonim bitzilai chimareti v'yashavti. In the shade I desire. Says the Shir HaShirim, there's one other hana in this world that's nechmad, that has chemda, that a person desires it. Sail, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that the whole year we're working on Chemda. The only time we could completely overcome it is Yom Kippur, on the Yom HaKadosh. But after that, you can't eradicate it. But what you need to do is you need to channel Chemda. A person has to learn to develop desire and lust for Ruchnias. The same way when you see a car, you want it. When you look at Masechta, you need to want it. You need to desire it. You need to have cheshek for it. You need to learn a Masechta like a guy eats a piece of steak. You need to learn it like with your mouth is watering. That's how delicious it is. How do we accomplish that? How could a person develop chemda for ruchnius? That's the avoida of this man of the year. We have a whole month ahead of us. On Rosh Hashanah we start. We're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the starting point. We blow the shofar. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Then the second day is get rid of Loyi Elokecha Elohim Achirim. The third day is Loy Sirtzach. Shabbos we are mechazik ourselves binyanei Shabbos. Erev Yom Kippur Gezela. Erev Yom Kippur is Loy Sane Lashon Hara. Yom Kippur is Loy Sachmoid. Once we are able to be a Malach for one day, then we could reboot the system. And then you prepare the Nisach HaMayim. We say, Ribbono Shel Olam, now my taiva is for you. Anon bo'inon lehavi mekamei malka. Why do we pour the water? Because the water said, when God brought the water, down here. God split the heavenly water with the lower water. And the lower water said, I want to be upstairs. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll give you Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaMayim is taiva to be before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esroig is chemda. The targum of Esroig is sachmoid. And finally, Betzilo Yechimadati V'yashavti. May the Ribbono Shel Olam be mezaka all of us, that through the avoida of the Yamim Naroim, Hashem should help us overcome all midos rois, and we should be able to elevate ourselves, that our chemda and our taiva should be nafshi ivisicha, that our soul should yearn and desire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wishing everyone a ksiv chsima taiva. Shkoyach. So just to conclude, a final thought, this time for real. You know, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for 40 days. He went up Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he came down on Yom Kippur. He came down with the Luchos Shniyos. The Luchos Shniyos said all the Aseres HaDibros. But when exactly did the Ribbono Shel Olam tell Moshe the Aseres HaDibros? When exactly did Moshe write it, or when did the Ribbono Shel Olam inscribe it on the Luchos? That we don't know. Well, I found in a Sefer, the name of the Sefer is Elef Kosav, which is a Sefer written by a Rav Weiss, who lived in pre-war Europe, who wrote down different things he saw in different Sfarim, and he wrote them down. It's quoted in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim, that he said a chiddush of Rav Daniel Prustitz. Now, most people never even heard of Rav Daniel Prustitz. It happens to be, I was not so familiar with who he was until I was zocher to be at the Kever of the Chassam Sofer. He's buried right next to the Kever of the Chassam Sofer. After the Chassam Sofer, he was the Rav of Pressburg. So he was one of the great Achroinim. Rav Daniel Prustitz is Mechadesh, that each one of the Aseres HaDibrois Hashem wrote on the Luchos, on the Aseres Yimei Teshuva, Anoichi, on Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yih on the second day, Lo Yisertzach on the third day, and so on and so forth, which fits beautifully into this binyan that we learned from Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz and Rav Yosef Engel. So this is, now actually the Lashon of the Sefer Elef Kosav is that the Ribbono Shel Olam said each dibur on the Aseres Yimei Teshuva. Could be what he means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was kosav each dibur on the various days of the Aseres Yimei Teshuva. But be it as it may, this is a beautiful chiddush and fits very well into this idea of Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz based on Tanit Bel Yohu, that the Aseres Yimei Teshuva correspond to the Aseres HaDibrois. Wishing everyone a geben shiur, ksiv chsima taiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.